The answer to that is in the trading of perfect truth. The silver metal with, even 100,000 myriad cobwebs. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. Every situation in which we find ourselves is a training opportunity. Every day that we live contains many training opportunities. This doesn't change when circumstances get very difficult. The same basic principle always applies. The fundamental training principle here is very simple. Everything that happens is for my good. It is my choice from moment to moment, from hour to hour, from day to day, from circumstance to circumstance, it is my choice whether I will take things being for my good or whether I will take a more pessimistic, downward-looking, complaining attitude of mind. My choice for me. No one can make that choice for me. I can't make that choice for anyone else. So, given this fundamental fact about our life, the fundamental principle of our life, let's just take another short look again at what Great Master Dogen is advising us to do and not to do in the paragraphs that I've read from the Shishogi in this series of talks. Avoid the company of those who are deluded and ignorant about the way karma and rebirth work, ignorant about the importance of the precepts. In other words, given the fact that all the circumstances in which we find ourselves embody training opportunities, opportunities to better ourselves spiritually, be careful about associating closely with people who live in ignorance of this fact, of this principle. And who adopt and perpetuate negative, downward-looking attitudes of mind. As I said in the first talk of this series, delusion is sticky stuff. It comes off on us easily. You could put it another way, it's a very contagious virus. If you viewed it as a virus, well, Dogen is saying when you're around people who are very contagious and carrying that virus, wear a mask and do social distancing. We all learned about that in the COVID epidemic. Don't be drawn, allow yourself to be drawn into others' confusion and negativity. Our own confusion and negativity is difficult enough to deal with. Of course, this is one of the great advantages of training with the Buddhist Sangha. That just as the delusion is sticky stuff and rubs off you, off on you, so wisdom rubs off on you too. When you're surrounded by people who are training in accordance with wisdom, whose lives embody wisdom, it strongly influences you in that direction. Then you have to swim against the tide in order to be negative rather than in order to be positive. What about those three periods of existence? The more immediate future, the kind of middle distance future, into the next lifetime or so, the distant future, maybe many lives. It's all training opportunities. But wouldn't we rather have our training opportunities without a really great burden of darkness, of ignorance, of spiritual anguish and pain, of guilt, of self-judgment, of craving? Wouldn't we rather have our opportunities in the future be less burdened by this load of dark stuff? The fact that we are capable of taking everything as being for our good doesn't mean we have to go out looking for things to be as black as they can be. Ordinary daily life, when things aren't black, is difficult enough. So here, Great Master Dogen is saying, we all have our load of karma to bear. For crying out loud, don't willfully go out there and load it up, make it much heavier burden to bear, much darker load on the heart. It's difficult enough as it is. Don't be willfully ignorant. And join in the willful ignorance of others. Does this mean that one can't do anything to help those who are lost in spiritual ignorance? Certainly not. One can always offer merit for them. One can maintain a respectful attitude towards them. In certain circumstances, at certain times, certain situations, with certain people, there may be a great deal that one can do. But if one's going to be helpful and not just make things worse for them, it's much better if one is really following the eternal oneself, listening to one's own heart, keeping one's grounding in one's own training, and from that place, when the timing is right, do that which is good to do. Then draw back within oneself. Then all of this takes place in the context of acceptance of people as they are, conditions as they are. And sometimes that acceptance means accepting, well, here there is a real opportunity to do something helpful. Okay, that's great. Few things in life are more satisfying. But most of the time, that's not what's going on. Most of the time, one is just doing one's own training and waiting, patiently waiting and listening for the guidance of the Eternal. You know, Buddhism doesn't have any crusades in its history. You don't hear about crusading Buddhists, generally speaking. Our default position is sitting still and then acting out of that stillness when it is good to do so, and refraining from acting when it is good to do so. And all of it within a context of acceptance and respect. This is easy to talk about when circumstances get very difficult, when we're in tense situations. It can seem impossible to do at times. That's when we really have to muster all our faith and really fall back on meditation and the precepts for dear life. When I'm in those circumstances, My altar in my room is really a critical place for me. And I will, in such circumstances, I will often put something that represents the situation, the person, whatever it is that I'm having trouble with, I'll put something on my altar that represents that for me, that can represent it for me. And I will make a special effort to do extra bows at my altar as a way to remind myself what it is I'm trying to do, a way of getting help. And I'll do a lot more asking the Eternal for help at my altar and at other times than it normally occurs to me to do. These are great training situations. They can arise out of sometimes seemingly trivial circumstances. You can look at it rationally and say, why am I so upset about this? But just looking at it rationally like that doesn't do away with the upset. Something in our karma is being triggered at such times. Some deep thing in our karma. It might be a deep insecurity, a deep fear, a deep doubt. The external circumstances then are a trigger that brings us to the surface in our awareness, the surface of our consciousness, so that we can work on it. So whatever I put on that altar, that represents the whole situation for me, all the suffering of it, all the difficulty of it, all the confusion. As well as the actual external circumstances, the people or persons or beings involved. And I can stop and I can just bow to that altar, bow to all of that, that whole lot of stuff. And then when I meditate, I can take all of that and just offer it on the altar of the heart directly. Sit upright in the presence of the Buddhas and ancestors, and offer it up Offer it to the eternal, offer it to the compassion and wisdom of the Buddhas and ancestors. One can go to the founder's shrine in a temple and do bows and ask for help. I've done that many times in difficult circumstances. Going directly to my master, as it were. For me, it's the same as going to my master when she was alive. There's no difference, really. Going to her and say, boy, this is just all I can bear. I'm running blind here. Please help me. Do full bows. Use the tools that training gives you. To work on conversion at the deepest level. And anything and everything can trigger these opportunities. We don't go out searching for these difficulties. We encounter them naturally in the course of our training, naturally in the course of our lives. Take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, not in worldly opinions, worldly leaders, worldly attitudes, worldly emotions. Leave all that behind. It's just emptiness. It's just dust. It's just fluff. It's just the foam on the surface of the ocean. Drop down underneath it all. Sit still. Look up. Let the prayer that is naturally in the heart at such times come up and flow out to the eternal. Here I am, do with me as you will. Here I am, please help me. And sit still and wait. Look up. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds.